Good morning. It is July 17th, 2016. The time is 5:55 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning as I'm out here on the back porch, the stone back porch, step porch. Had a little rain last night, but it's sort of drying off a little bit. About 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Sort of cool. It's cool. Got the first cup of coffee here. And out here on my audio perch. And what is it? I guess my last post of four is going to be going up here shortly. The audio I did yesterday, I talked about posting things up on my Fireman Rich blog there over on Blogger. And so I got up, this is about 2:30, 3 o'clock, I guess. I had four posts overnight that I did. And before we get onto the subject of this audio, though, it's sort of funny that I had four posts in the auto mode of overnight posting. And when I got up, like I usually do, I guess, that either Max has to go out or I got to go up, go to the bathroom or something like that. Yeah, I go out to the outhouse here, out in the sticks. No, we have an actual loo or bathroom in the house. So, I ended up checking, and I noticed that the posts overnight are posting. With one exception, the exception is the pictures aren't there. I forgot to load up the pictures that are associated with the particular posts that I did on Twitter. There, the auto scheduling. And stuff like that. So, one of those things you live and learn. You do something new and you think you got it all done and stuff like that. And sort of have to refine that workflow, so to speak, and whatnot. But the last one's going to be going up here in about 6:05. So I'll be posting this audio up after that. But anyway, do you remember when it used to be fun? You know, doing the audio here. And it still can be, and it is. That's why I'm doing it now, the audio and stuff. But I can remember a time when it wasn't, when we had all the drama and the misgivings within the community, when the community used to be very strong here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo and the like. I'm going to stand up and stretch my legs here as I drink my coffee. And there was a very strong community, in a sense, that, hang on, the cat's getting on one of the screens here. Let me, Murdoch, get down. Freaking cat's on the back porch there. It used to be, it still is fun, but it was a lot funner back in the day when we had everybody still here doing all their audios, and I guess it's one of the things, I don't have as much of it now where I really look forward to get home from work because I couldn't listen to them at work, but I saw them posted, all these audios to listen to and stuff in the queue. And I'm walking sort of towards the look at the cornfield. Oh, the corn's getting pretty high there. It's about almost three and a half feet, 4 feet, I guess you could say. As sort of a mini corn report there. But, we used to have a whole bunch of people that, I think I would spend at least over an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours during the course of the day just listening to all the audios. But they have since been very scarce. And you could say it's part of the fun factor or else it's part of the people that run the application here, this program formerly known as Audio Boo, which I had my biggest gripe about. I think I've come through that because I'm still using the program, the application. It's a good application. The person that developed it, the shipbuilder, as he was nicknamed, and the team he had assembled was pretty good. And I think the product being utilized now is indication that it will continue for the degree, because you haven't, you know, you always heard a burp of, oh, it's this, they're going to run out of money and all that, but when it does, it does. When it happens, it happens. There's nothing you can do about it, so why worry about it? Just enjoy the ride while you can, and which I think for the most part we have, but other people have gone to other programs, and starting to see that over there on that program, or that app called Anchor. And Anchor is like, I guess you get the feeling of old, what it used to be here, you know. I can't really, because there's no landing page really on Anchor, but unless I, you know, you get the notification on your phone. But I have an Android phone, so I have to wait till I get home to get on Wi-Fi here with the iPad mini. Or else I see a tweet, and it's tweeted. But I've noticed not too many people tweet out their anchors for some reason. And but anyway, but the main point is it's fun over on Anchor like it used to be, as far as everybody getting on there. There's new people like Big Rick is there. I've seen David from Party World. He's starting to post up some content there and stuff like that. And you only get 2 minutes. And I can remember back in the day of the formerly known as Audio Boo, we only got 3 minutes. And then they jacked it up to 5 and then 10. And then they had the pay programs in there and the like. But there's people that are still using this program very, very effectively. And I want to thank them for providing me some good listening as I continue to use this program, and it still can be fun, is what I'm saying, using this program. That's the crutch of this audio, in the sense that I'm enjoying using it again. Well, I've always enjoyed using it. I just was bitching one way or the other about how they the people were running it, but I don't have any control over that, so why worry about it? Just use what's available and get the most out of it. And I think that's what I'm doing here, utilizing it. And it just it establishes an audio record, because I do back up all my audios that I do make here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. And I will be making them into put them on a CD or a memory stick or something like that for my young adult kids that probably could care less about it now, but I know later on, when I'm over on the other side there eventually, that they'll have something of hearing my voice. And we can't forget that. That's probably one of the most important things, and was probably one of the catalysts of reasons for coming up with this program formerly known as Audio Boo. Because there's been some tearful moments on this that I've listened to, but there's also been a whole lot of joyous and fun moments. So it still can be fun. It's not as fun as it used to be, but I guess that's the way things are sometimes and stuff. But it still can be fun. I'm sort of the guy that looks at the glass half full, even though there's sometimes some people tell me I look at it half empty, but I do have a tendency of looking at it half full, in a sense that you want to push aside the negative so the positive can come in and stuff like that. So it's always easy to go to the negative. You know that? You notice that? Especially with these pundits that are putting up all this political crap. I can read. I can read the internet. I don't need any additional freaking information. So I ignore that and stuff. But anyway, so this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, is fun still for me to do, or else I wouldn't get up early, a little earlier, so I could do this audio. You know, I'm not getting any monetary value out of it or anything like that, but it's fun. And I hope it's still fun for you, all you that are listening. And again, I want to thank those that are providing the audio for great listening. And thank you. You all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace.